Welcome to Let's Hear the Word with Cindy, where we dive deep into the wisdom of the Bible, exploring its timeless truths and how they apply to our lives today. In this episode, we will focus on the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, in the American Standard Version. It is a treasure trove of wisdom that offers guidance on how to live a life aligned with divine wisdom and understanding. As we reflect on these verses, we'll explore the profound insights they offer for our personal development and decision-making, and how we can foster a life that not only pleases God, but is also filled with peace, purpose, and prosperity. Whether you're navigating the complexities of life, seeking direction, or simply looking to deepen your understanding of God's Word, Proverbs 16 has something to offer. So grab your Bible, find a quiet space, and prepare your hearts to hear the Word of God. Remember, the wisdom found in these verses is not just ancient advice, but a living, breathing guide that can transform our lives, our relationships, and our approach to the world around us. Let's delve into Proverbs chapter 16 and discover the rich wisdom waiting for us in God's Word. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from Jehovah. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Jehovah weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto Jehovah, and thy purposes shall be established. Jehovah hath made everything for its own end, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to Jehovah. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of Jehovah, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please Jehovah, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. A man's heart deviseth his way, but Jehovah directeth his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth shall not transgress in judgment. A just balance and scales are Jehovah's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Yea, to get understanding is rather to be chosen than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that giveth heed unto the word shall find good, and whoso trusteth in Jehovah, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the correction of fools is their folly. The heart of the wise instructeth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The appetite of the laboring man laboreth for him, for his mouth urgeth him thereto. A worthless man deviseth mischief, and in his lips there is as a scorching fire. A perverse man scattereth abroad strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A man of violence enticeth his neighbor, and leadeth him in a way that is not good. He that shutteth his eyes, it is to devise perverse things. He that compresseth his lips bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory. It shall be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of Jehovah. As we have read through the book of Proverbs chapter 16, it begins with a powerful reminder in verse 1. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. This verse invites us to consider the divine interplay between our intentions, God's sovereignty, and His will. It's a call to humility and trust, recognizing that while we may set our course, God ultimately guides our steps and outcomes. As we move through the verses, we encounter wisdom on integrity, humility, and the importance of aligning our actions with God's will. Look at verse 2. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. This verse challenges us to examine our motivations in life and to remember that true purity and righteousness are measured not by our standards, but by God's. In verse 3, the chapter beautifully articulates the value of committing our works to the Lord. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. This is a profound assurance for us as parents, educators, entrepreneurs, creators, and individuals walking in faith. It's a reminder that when we dedicate our endeavors to God, He blesses them and brings them to fruition in ways that align with His will and purpose. It is important to note that His will governs the blessing. Amen. Proverbs 16, verse 18 also touches on pride, justice, wisdom, and the power of our words. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Here we are warned about the dangers of pride and the wisdom in maintaining a humble spirit. It speaks to the heart of leadership and the importance of leading with a servant's heart. Moreover, the chapter emphasizes the significance of our speech in verse 24. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and healing to the bones. This verse reminds us of our words' impact, not just on others, but on the essence of our being. It encourages us to speak life, uplift, and heal through words. As we reflect on Proverbs chapter 16, let's consider how these timeless truths can be applied daily. Whether it's in our personal growth, professional endeavors, or spiritual journey, Proverbs' wisdom offers a solid foundation for building a life that honors God and serves others. As we wrap up today's episode of Let's Hear the Word with Cindy, I want to thank you for joining me in exploring the profound wisdom of Proverbs chapter 16. I hope the insights we've shared today resonate with you, offering guidance and light for your path. If you found value in today's episode and seek more enriching content to inspire and guide you in your faith and personal development journey, I invite you to visit our website, sacredbooksllc.com. You'll find many resources here, including our soon-to blog, current online courses, and exclusive ebooks tailored for Christian entrepreneurs and individuals seeking spiritual growth and fulfillment. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Follow Sacred Books on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for daily inspiration, updates, and community engagement. It's a beautiful way to stay connected and join a like-minded community of faith-driven individuals. For those looking to dive deeper into your study and application of biblical principles in your life and business, I highly recommend checking out our recommended flashcards and books. This month, we're highlighting Timothy Keller with Kathy Keller's book titled God's Wisdom for Navigating Life, A Year of Daily Devotions in the Book of Proverbs, a transformative read that aligns beautifully with our journey through Proverbs. You can find a link to this book in the description, and yes, it's an affiliate link. This means if you purchase through this link, you're gaining a valuable resource and supporting our podcast at no additional cost to you. Your support helps us continue to bring you content that inspires, educates, and empowers. Finally, let me express my deepest appreciation for your support. Whether you're a longtime listener or joining us for the first time, your engagement and feedback mean the world to us. Your encouragement fuels our mission to create content that nurtures hope, peace, and growth within the biblical context of kingdom principles. Before we sign off, if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing and leaving a review on your preferred listening podcast platform. Your reviews help us reach more listeners, grow our community, and continue our work in Christ. Thank you once again for spending this time with me. May the wisdom of Proverbs guide you in the coming days, and may your journey be filled with grace, growth, and profound peace of Jesus Christ. Until next time, keep faith, stay inspired, and let's hear the word with open hearts and minds. God bless you all, and see you in the next episode of Let's Hear the Word with Cindy.